Shout out to my girl Carrie in London.
Your tea about to be rocking. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Carrie and Tommy about to have a jolly good time.
Carrie and Tommy bring big fun to your ears every day. And Chemist Warehouse bring great savings every day. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Friday afternoon. How are we doing, guys?
I'm on top of the world.
Hey. Is that all we got?
Yep, good. I didn't think you wanted to hear me do all the verses.
That's the weirdest opening to a show I think I've ever been a part of.
We're not on air, are we?
Oh, yeah.
I can't tell if it was the delay or did you just wait like 5 seconds before you started singing your song?
No, I just was trying to find. I was thinking of singing you the song. The Carpenter's Top of the World, and my brain went, he doesn't want to hear you sing The Carpenter's Top. I'm on top of the world.
Oh, my God.
Looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find. So I opted for the other one.
Are you on the wrong radio station?
I often wonder that.
What is The Carpenter's?
The Carpenter's. Anyway. Don't worry. I can't make you cool. hey, big show ahead today. But speaking of music, you know how earlier in the week we were talking a lot about bananas? Well, that has inspired today's booty drop.
You can find me in the club.
Hit the club. The club. Makes me want to hit the club. Well, hit the club.
Rain saying she a gold digger.
Rain is sexy bad.
Big Moss booty drop.
We were discussing bananas because Woolies has put up a sign to tell you how to use your bananas when they're ripe, they're for smoothies. When they're overripe, they're for banana bread.
Yes.
But when they're in that middle zone, apparently great for the barbie.
Barbecue. And we thought we were the only ones. Like, we thought they would be the only person ever to barbecue a banana. And then we found out when we put it to phones, we're the only people not barbecuing bananas and everybody's
and
doing
it. The whole time we were talking about bananas, all I could think about was the Gwen Stefani song. Hollaback Girl?
Yes.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Oh, is this a cover of The Carpenters?
Oh.
I'm on top of the world looking down on the
mock me all you like.
Oh, okay.
There'll be people trying.
Sweet. You've never given me such a free pass before. Where do we start?
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Nothing better than getting your hair cut overseas because you get to find it.
Of the list of things. Man, sure, maybe I'm scarred because once I got my hair cut in Thailand and I asked for the David Beckham at the time, which was this cool peroxide look, and they gave me a green mohawk.
See, that's exactly what I mean. You never know what you're going to get because everywhere does haircuts different, you know?
No, Thailand does haircuts different. Everyone else does it the same. And then
there's Thailand. No, they don't because Chris and Ollie have been going to get their hair trimmed at a barber over here.
Yeah.
And they are getting little extras that they never knew were a thing.
Getting their neck shaved?
Chris got blonde tips.
So,
what's going on, the Beckham?
The first time they went there, at the very end, both of them had to stick their head in a basin, tip their head over and stick their head in a basin, and then, or a bucket or something, and then this warm towel was put over their whole head. Have you had this done? And then they had to breathe in all these fumes. And like it was almost like when, you know, when you're sick and you had to stick your head over a Vicks bucket
when you're
a kid. Yes. It was like that. And then all of the fumes moisturize the skin and make it supple and juicy. And then they get a facial after.
They get a facial.
Yes, from the moist face that they got from sticking their head over this bucket. And
then they went,
okay. Have you ever had a facial
My barber puts a warm towel on my face. Remember, because sometimes if he's just had a durry, he thinks it's a refreshing way to end. And I can feel his chipolata fingers pushing his durry hands that are just Winnie Reds just into my eyes as he presses the hot towel onto my face. It's such a relaxing way to finish. I come out just stinking.
Well, the other thing they've been getting is this new little thing where they get their ear hairs trimmed with a little thing, a little fire on a stick.
Yes.
A fire?
That's pretty cool.
Like a little.
I realise I said yes before you said fire stick. I thought you meant the tiny little trimmer. Yes.
No, not a trimmer.
It's like a blowtorch.
They light up a little like an candle.
Earbud. Yeah.
Like a candle. Yeah. Right? And then they burn off the little hairs all around the ear with this flame, open flame.
Are they trying to kill
Isn't
them?
That hectic?
Yes,
no, after I think they've
just dunked them. It's just Turkish. Are you trying to kill me?
I think it's a Turkish barber. No, I think it's a cool thing they do in Turkey. Anyway, I'm fascinated. Have you? I was going to ask you if you've had any weird haircuts overseas. You did.
I did have
Beckham.
One.
What about you?
Because you should go in and see if you get the same treatment.
I don't have air hairs. Air.
You don't have the ability to speak. You've been hitting the piss again.
Hair in my ears. I wouldn't mind the facial, though.
Hair here.
Can a woman go to a barber?
Can? Yeah, I think so.
Where else do you go?
No, we go to hairdressers. I thought barbers were for guys only.
Yeah, we go to hair pantsers.
Are they for... That wasn't that funny. Are they
This is pretty rich
for...
from someone who couldn't say air hairs before.
Well, they're a lot cheaper than the hairdressers. I'd love to be able to go to a barber.
Just shave it.
Shall I try?
Try and go to the barber. Yes.
Okay, I'll try and go to the barber and I'll ask for all the same treatment.
I can't wait till we see you next week.
Just charred
burnt ears. Just smoke coming out of two holes in the side of your head.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
It's your permitted plan yet.
She's catching you, bro.
Nah, it's fine. It's fine.
I worked out it's the dancing. If I dance during it, really gets me in the vibe.
Does it? You're vibing now.
Yeah, I'm vibing. I'm back. Baby, I am back. Let's
okay.
Do it.
5-7 at the moment to Tommy. This is your first song.
Carrie.
Bickers.
3-2
1.
Oh, must be the money if you want to go. Oh, Nelly. Oh.
Tommy, would you like?
Tommy, yes. It is Nelly, Ride With Me.
Ride With Me.
We haven't seen a Band-Aid on the face since, have we? There's been no one else that's done it.
True.
Was it for his brother in jail or something? Wasn't
I don't
it?
No.
It was something like that. I'm sure it started as like a pimple and then you went, hey, you better have a better story than it's got to be.
All right. One zip, song number two.
Tommy.
It is Camila Cabello.
3-2-1
Havana.
Vickers, do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, I do. Oh, well, I is it Keep Dancing or something?
It sounds so funny, this one, because for some reason it doesn't sound backwards. It sounds like a woman who's forgotten the words and going.
Vickers, do you want to have a guess?
I don't know. No, run.
No. Camila Cabello and Ed Sheeran. Bum, bum.
What is it?
Sorry, Jesse.
Say it without the music playing, Jesse.
Bum bum.
So, is it called bum bum?
I think it's
she's saying
bam,
bum bum,
but she's...
not rum run.
Yeah.
Bum bum bum. Bum bum bum.
Hi, Camilla. Ed here. Good question. I have written a song. It is called Bum Bum, and it made me think of you. Would you like to? Would you like to sing my song Bum Bum with me? Do you want to bum bum with me, Camilla?
One zip, song number 3.
Tommy. Girls.
3-2
Beyonce. Who run the world? Girls? No, sorry, that was a question. Who runs the world? girls. Now, time for my answer.
Vickers, do you want to hear
it again? Yeah.
Yo. Vickers, any thoughts?
Is it
the bum bum?
To tie it up.
Dun, 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 dun,
three.
Dun, Destiny's Child.
Two.
One. I don't know what the song is.
Bills, bills, bills.
I like this bit.
Who's ever said Camilla's lyrics in that?
Bum, 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 bum. Who's ever said my automobiles?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a good word, isn't it?
Mm, it's very.
Yeah.
I only realised as I said it then that's a very good play on the word. Automobile. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Did you realise that it's automobiles?
Of course.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. No, like an automobile.
Yeah, automobile.
Oh, I thought it was more automobiles. Like a for my automobile.
Yeah, it is, but that's why it's a play on automobile for
bills
automobiles.
And bill.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't you guys
very
get
clever.
Puns? That's our whole job.
Is it our whole job?
It's my whole job.
I don't think it's my whole job. Let me check my contract. Line two, must get puns.
Because, you know, the sad thing is that is in my contract.
All right, song number four. It is still just one zip to Tommy.
Harry.
Because.
Sam Smith.
Three.
Dancing.
Two.
In the moonlight,
one...
no dancing in the...
Tommy!
Tommy, would you like to hear the song again?
Nah. I don't... I mean, sorry. I love the song Forwards.
Oh, Dancing with a Stranger.
Too late.
Oh.
I also didn't know it. Sam Smith, Dancing with a Stranger. Oh. No, of course I didn't.
Yeah. You too made me go. Oh. I'm somebody new. Oh, baby, baby, I'm dancing in the moon.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the half price sale is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Carrie.
Oh my God, what? Are you going to make me compliment you every single day?
Yes. Well,
what have you done today?
With half price cosmetics, you know, I really wanted to sample
is that a new
everything.
Bronzer? I can see now that your contouring is exceptional today.
Well, this is embarrassing because it's also half-price vitamins and all I've done today is have a fish oil tablet, but I'm wearing no cosmetics. So
good glow, though. Oh,
thank
so
you.
Is that natural contouring?
That is my face. that is my actual head.
Hey, coming up, I've got a new thing I'm into.
What makes you feel good?
Yeah.
What gets you in the mood?
It's an unlikely source of excitement.
Really?
Yes, it's the new me. We'll discuss it now.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I think I'm into planes.
Yeah? Best. When do you want to come flying with me?
No, I'm not into flying with you. I'm into the thing itself, the plane. Not the flying, the plane. So you know how my son is a plane spotter.
Yes, you're one of those people who stand off to the side and say, no, I just want to watch.
Hey, whatever's your thing.
Sure.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't want to yuck your yum, kids say.
Pardon?
Nothing. Doesn't matter. Actually doesn't matter. What planes, because?
So when we live in Australia and Ollie got his big camera from everybody for his birthday and he can plane spot from all these places around airport viewing platforms and we drive to these car parks in the middle of nowhere and he's got his own little YouTube channel and at first it was his hobby that I was supporting.
Yes.
But since we've been away, it's really stepped up a level. So when we were in Amsterdam, he said there's an airport, the Schiphol Airport, I think it's called, in Amsterdam.
Schiphol.
is one of the greatest places for planes taking off and landing, right? Like they have lots of different ones from all over the world.
Everyone's cooked and so the landings and takeoffs are pretty sketchy at the best of times.
No, apparently they just get more there than they get in other places. I don't know why. Anyway, so one day we dropped him off in a field at this like car park. Responsible parents, I will tell you. We scoped out the car park. There was no one there. It was empty. There was one guy actually. There was one guy and he seemed okay. And so
imagine if you told someone, where did you drop your son? Just in a field in the middle of nowhere with one man.
Don't worry, there was a stranger there.
But there was one man there.
He seemed okay.
Who seemed okay.
Now, we were going to the tulips and he wanted to spend his day photographing planes. We thought we'd not take him to the tulips. Anyway, we left him there and he texted me and said it was the greatest day of his entire life. He loved it. So because when you're in Australia, they've got enormous fences next to the car park. So you have to either stand on the car to film these planes or you get the fence in the way, right?
Yep.
Whereas they had a low fence. So yes, we left him in a field in a car park where there was only a little low fence between him and a runway where major planes were landing.
Great.
And he could film over. And then the car park filled up with plane enthusiasts.
Yep.
And it was an awesome day. And he absolutely loved it.
Yes.
So when we were in London the other day, I said to him, should we go find, because he had tried to find a spot in Heathrow to view planes and he'd taken my dad who's over here with us. And you know my dad well, right?
Yes.
And he took my dad, he said to my dad, Papa, I'd love you to come with me because we said he couldn't go on his own because responsible parents. I mean, he can be in a field in Amsterdam, but he can't be anywhere near Heathrow Airport in a car park. So my dad said, I'll go with you. Anyway, the day they picked, it was like -5 degrees and the wind chill was just, it was all a lot.
London summer.
He told my dad they were going to a covered car park. In the end, they stood on the top of a hill. My dad had bought a little deck chair to carry, so they had to hike. They walked about 2 km up this hill with my dad carrying his deck chair. And at one point, they were in a like no trespassing area that they trespassed. And then at one point, my dad was so cold, he went to try and look for a way out and then he got lost in the bush.
Oh my gosh.
It was a really great bonding experience for them both. But after that, I said, I'll take you next time. So last week in the afternoon after school, we went and took a big long train ride out to Heathrow and then you get a bus and then you go and find these hotels and you knock on the hotel door until you'll find one that'll let you go to their top floor and plane spot, right? But most of them were saying no. A lot of them didn't know what the hell, who we were, what we were trying to do. And so the last one I said to Ol, just follow my lead here, follow my lead. And so I took him through, didn't go to reception, straight into the lift, straight up to the sixth floor, real daredevils, you know, not staying at the hotel. So we walked through like we own the joint, got myself a gin and tonic, parked myself in the corner, and we plane spotted for an hour and a half. And I've watched so many planes now. I'm a plane aficionado, and I can tell you make, model, what they are, where they're from, like kilometres in the air when they're coming in. I'm like, ooh, that's a Dreamliner. That's a Qantas Dreamliner there.
Just from the way it moves.
Just from the way it moves.
This is so helpful because can you please come flying with me? Because I need someone because I've obviously got my pilot's license now, but I actually don't know anything about planes. And I had the most embarrassing moment with the air traffic controller the other day because I was coming into land and he said, can you slot in behind the piper? And I had to say to him, I buttoned back and I said, no worries. Is that the one with the red stripe?
Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, Bickers, sorry. I had to duck out. I've just been down in the studio that they have downstairs and I've been tinkering away because you just mentioned just before that you are now into planes and you reckon you can like know different types of planes. And I thought, this is great. It's time to bring back one of the classics. You may remember this amazing game.
Dog, 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 bark, 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 dog.
It probably should have some explanation with it, but I'm not going to use that. Instead, we're just going to play this version.
Dog, 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 bark, 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 planes.
So, Bickers, we're going to play you some plane noises, and you can see with your newfound love of aviation whether you can pick what type of plane it is.
I've got it for sure. I mean, I will say I'm used to seeing them, not just hearing them, because most planes do sound quite samey.
I did actually, when I was down in the studio, I did think I could just show some pictures of planes, but we thought it might not be as good for the listeners.
No, I'm surprised you just went to the studio and didn't just go to your hangar.
Yeah.
Just record some of the sounds of some of them coming
That's
in and out.
That's true. It'd just be my
just
one, which sounds
one
like
of
it's
the
from
fleet.
World War One.
Will you ever have a hangar? I hope you have a hangar one day. I want to go to a party in a hangar.
I'd love to have a hangar, but I think I don't think it'd be a hangar in a nice part of the world. Like I think
I don't care.
Okay.
Hangar out in the bush would make me happy.
Well, it's just that's just a shed. But yes.
Can we have a party in the shed, guys?
I don't want to spoil it too much, but we can have a party in the shed somewhere in the bush.
No, it's the fact that they've got like that domed kind of roof. I remember going to Qantas had the launch of some plane. I can't remember back at the time. I actually took Ollie and we went and sat in the cockpit. Maybe that's where his love of it all began. And we were in this big hangar. And it was the fact that you can fit the wingspan of a plane into a hangar just blew my mind.
Yes, it's a mistake.
See, I'm into planes now, guys. I'm into planes.
Are you ready for your first plane?
Yes, okay. Okay. I reckon that's a heavy one. That's an A380.
Ooh, she's actually very close.
A340 or A350.
Oh, are you getting closer?
Oh, A360.
70. Back the other way.
A320.
A little bit more.
Okay, just give it to me.
A300. But, I mean, it's still Airbus. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, I'd
give that to me too.
Yeah. I admitted before, I know nothing about other planes.
You just fly them. All right, you want your next plane?
Yep. That's a lighter. It's a lighter, speedier one. I reckon that's a 737.
Gosh, she's so close.
747. 727.
Nah, 767, but I'm going to give it to you.
People are just tuning in. They think Jessie. Because it's just gone full Rain Man. And it's just saying
numbers.
Doing
this? All right, okay. Here's plane number three.
Dreamliner.
Ooh. No.
Jesse, with your tone, you're thinking what I'm thinking, which is, what type of plane is a Dreamliner?
I'm thinking, who makes a Dreamliner?
I don't know, but my knowledge of planes is limited pretty much to A380s, 747.
You've said this one already, actually.
Have I? Yeah. A380.
No.
We're just going to say numbers again. Because I've got to give it to you. These noises have all sounded exactly the same to me, and I just can't help but picture they sound like a bomb dropping rather than a plane.
No, some are heavier, some are lighter, some are faster, some are slower, some are... Anyway, yeah, good chat, guys.
No, I like... It's hard to keep up with the technical lingo.
When are we having this party in the hangar? Come on, that's what I care about.
You got one more?
Yeah, I'll give you one more.
That's Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your R&B Friday. Still heaps more to come this arvo, guys.
$1,000 up for grab very soon, but still to come. You're bringing us something that's divided the team, much like, remember the internet was divided with the blue dress, black dress, was it?
Blue dress,
was it blue, black?
Blue and gold?
Blue and gold. And you know one of the, remember what was the other one?
The one that you could hear, it was either.
Oh, Yanni and Laurel.
Yanni and Laurel.
Oh, that is so dumb when you have to
read. We've got the next Yanni and Laurel coming up later in the show.
Oh, my God.
Did you guys hear Carrie and Tommy the other day? They've got the next Yanni and Laurel.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I don't like this.
Hello, it's producer Sonda.
This is producer Sonda for living all of her dreams are about to come true, aren't they, Sonda?
They are.
See you there.
I've handed Tommy a blindfold.
I get so scared with a blindfold on.
Because we like to make you spew and stuff.
Well, there was one time where you shoved my face, and when I say you, I mean you, Carrie, you shoved my face into an off seafood platter and I spewed everywhere. And then another time.
Why did we do that? That doesn't sound very fun.
No, it wasn't.
It was so fun.
And then there was another time I just got scared because there was spiders or something.
Yes, this is none of that. And Carrie, I would be doing this to you, but I can't get to you in London.
Oh, what a shame.
I'm in my late 30s and last night in the supermarket, I saw something that I've never seen in my life.
It's so funny that put a blindfold on. I'm in my late 30s. And there's still things I haven't done. Anyway, put that blindfold
on. But how often would you say that in your life you see something where you're like, I've never seen that before. I have no idea what I'm looking at. And it's available to purchase in a supermarket, in a Coles.
So, Donnie, I hope this is not the same thing, but it this same thought me with something that was, is this thing edible? Anyway, I had in the makeup room at Channel 10, I had those little kiwi berry things.
Kiwi berry?
They're like,
oh, are they like a kiwi fruit but tiny?
But yes, like kiwi. Yes. Like almost
are they
like
furry
a
on the outside?
Stick the blindfold in the bin.
Is that really what it is?
Nah. Pop your blindfold on. Okay. So, Carrie,
I remember the last time that you, I think one of the times you blindfolded me was when we were in London, actually, and I thought you were going to take me up to the top of a building, remember? And I was crouched down in absolute fear. And then you took me up to a, what was it, a stand? No, not a stand-up
improv
stage. Improv.
Are you really going to complain about what happened when you had a blindfold on in London? Because do you remember what you did to me?
Yeah, I got to do improv and you did ate off seafood.
We didn't you made me get nude and ride a bike with a GoPro looking right up my
hanus. I meant to tell you that ride's back when you're here. The naked ride's happening in London.
Don't think we haven't thought of that already, babe.
I was wearing, I had a bathrobe on and I was wearing like nude jocks to give you an appearance of nude underneath. And so I thought, well, I can just take the robe off and that's fine. And that's when you barked at me, no, nude.
Right, get ready, Tommy. I'm going to hand you something. Now, you're allowed to...
Do you promise it's not alive?
It's not. It's not a lie. You're allowed to finger this and smell this.
And it's from a supermarket, is it?
From a supermarket.
Hang on.
Carrie?
Okay, well, you don't have to fear it. I'm watching it being handed to you now. There is nothing for you to fear here. What is that? No, 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 you don't need to fear it. You don't need to fear it. It's very... It's very weird. It's not. It doesn't move. It's
not
alive.
It's not alive. Just reach.
It was alive though.
Reach.
It kind of looks like it's got legs. What is that, Son?
Don, you promised me it's not alive.
I promise.
I promise you, it's not alive.
It feels like legs.
Okay. No, it does feel like legs, but it's not.
Do you want to smell it?
No, hang on.
Here, you take it from me.
Trust, take it. Okay. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. Okay.
Have a now. Feel it. Your nose and feel it.
Touch it. Yes, it's so.
It
almost looks like.
It feels like a it feels like a squiddy thing.
Yes, it almost looks like French fries all joined together at the bottom.
Do you want me to hold it up so you can smell it? Oh, you got it?
Is it sweet?
Oh, it's a fruit of some sort. Yeah.
Is that a fruit?
It smells delicious. It smells
that looks
like
a little bit like me post baby number three.
At Carrie Tommy Show, if you want to see what Carrie's bits look like.
Jesus Christ.
Wowee.
Still,
I know.
All right. Do you have any idea what it is? You are right. It is a fruit.
Oh, sorry. I know I shouldn't be this jumpy, but they honestly feel like
tentacles.
Legs. Yeah.
Yes. Right. They do look like legs.
What a squid looks like in the water.
Yes. And that's exactly what it looks like.
Take your blindfold off.
It's the scariest thing.
Okay, now that you've seen it, describe it to everyone.
Can you taste it? Can you eat it?
So,
can you take
do you want
a bit
me to tell you what
off
this
and
is?
Eat it? Can he eat it?
Should I try it before you tell me?
Yeah,
try
edible.
It. Try it.
Do I just do it?
Peel a bit off.
Oh my
gosh. What is that?
Oh my gosh.
It's like a root. Fruit?
Is it a lemon, root thing?
It's called. It's called a Buddha's hand, and it's a citrus fruit, and it's used mainly for zesting. So you probably wouldn't eat it the way Tommy just does.
I don't think you should nibble down on Buddha's finger.
Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time to guess a beer recipe with Carrie and Tommy.
Level up your whiskey game for World Whiskey Day with harrydog.com.au. The better way to buy alcohol online in your own time. Drink responsibly.
Oh, this would be one of your favourite days of the year tomorrow, wouldn't it, Tommy?
Because I like to celebrate it every day.
World Whiskey Day.
Yes.
It is World Whiskey Day tomorrow with Hairy Dog. And we thought, what better way to celebrate World Whiskey Day than with a whiskey cocktail?
Yes.
Like the best.
So how's this going to work?
Okay, so we've got Tyler on the line and Courtney. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
Now, I don't know if you know the rules about this, but it is so simple, okay? We're going to start listing ingredients that make a specific whiskey cocktail delicious, right? Once you guys know what the cocktail is, you're going to have to buzz in with your name. But here's the catch. If you buzz in and correctly guess it, great. $1,000 cash is yours. But if you guess wrong, $1,000 automatically to your opponent. So guess wisely, guys, all right?
Okay.
Do you want to quickly test your buzzers? Your buzzer is just your name. Tyler, can you say your own name?
I sure can. Tyler.
Oh, yeah, that was good. It was great. I usually push my name with a bit more urgency in a game like this. So it's Tommy. And so you need to kind of get in. Courtney, do you just want to have a go on your buzzer and make sure it works?
Yeah, I can definitely do that. Courtney.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, Courtney.
I knew it was coming and it still scared me.
Tyler, you should be worried. Have one more Tyler. Come on.
How about this already? Tyler.
Too much, Tyler. Despo. guys, Tyler, you understand what's going on? You ready to play?
Sure do. Let's do this.
Great. Good luck. Courtney, you know what's going on? You ready to play?
Yep.
Buzz in at any time. As we said, if you get it wrong, though, it does go to the other
person. Scene? Is there some music in the background? Are we in your at-home bar, Tommy? Are you going to put a bit of jazz on or something? What have we got?
I feel like Jesse, make the sounds really with your mouth if you don't have a word in the computer.
A whiskey mood.
Jesse is currently... Okay.
This is just what I imagine.
This is not Tommy's a... We're not having a swingers night.
Oh, we're not making cocksucking cowboys.
We're not playing this at a whiskey bar.
Or inviting them to the party. Thank you, Jesse.
I feel like we need a bit of Frank Sinatra or something.
Oh, Sinatra. Okay.
Sorry, guys. We should have done this ahead of time.
Jesse's now
I just feel like you're not going to be in the moment.
No, but you know any good party where you ask the DJ for a song and he goes, just give us a second, and turns to his computer and types it in and searches.
All right.
While silence exists. Okay, here we go.
Ching, ching. Oh, what a fun night we're having.
I've got a whiskey glass and a cocktail shaker filled with ice. Now, for the first thing I'm going to put into it, it's 50 mils of whiskey. Next, 15 mils of sugar syrup, as I question the choice of music. Next, I'm going to add one egg white.
Tyler.
Courtney.
Tyler, the speed of the buzzer actually paid off. What do you reckon?
It's got to be a sour. It's got to be a whiskey sour, surely.
Now, Tyler, you got to sugar syrup. Was it the egg white that made you think? Whiskey
that tipped me over the line. Oh, yeah.
What else would it need in it, Tyler, for it to be a whiskey sour? Not that this is what's going to give you the money or not. I'm just interested to how well you know your whiskey sours.
I would put some citrus juice of some sort, so either lemon or lime.
Delicious. Yeah.
Tyler, as you know, you just had one go, and I honestly think it was the testing your buzzer twice which got you in on time. But if you get it wrong, the money goes to court.
I'm shaking.
There's lots of cocktails.
Shaking aggressively and then pouring it because Tyler, it's a whiskey sour. Congratulations! Yes.
Oh, that's incredible. How good. You have me going.
$1,000.
My favorite cocktail. Delicious.
$1,000 is all yours, Tyler. Congratulations.
That's incredible, guys. Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
Guys.
I don't think we should have ended on Courtney's tone. I think we should have ended on Tyler going, hey!
Level up your whiskey game for World Whiskey Day with Hairy Dog, the better way to buy alcohol online in your own time. Drink responsibly.
Carrie and Tommy.
You're R&B Fridays. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, because so much still to come, including up next, I think the most outspoken person that we work with when it comes to the regard of their own intelligence said one of the dumbest things I have ever heard in my life.
Is that her laughing in the background?
That is her laughing in the background.
The best laugh in the biz.
And it took so much to prove to her that what she was saying was in fact wrong.
You're a brave man if you've tried to do that.
It was.
Is that what we're about to hear next? Are you about to prove to our boss that she's wrong?
I'm going
to
get fired,
aren't
I?
Good luck, mate.
Yeah.
Carrie and Tommy.
We drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Bickers, pop quiz for you without notice.
Yep. Love them.
Is it nip it in the butt or nip it in the bud?
Bud.
And why?
Before it blooms, before it has a chance to become something, when it's just a bud.
And so why do you nip it then?
Is this some etymology we're doing right now?
It's funny you mention it.
Yeah!
Carrie and Tommy talk etymology.
Etymology! Yeah!
It's a really cool segment, you'll just have to trust me.
It's about where words come from, yeah!
That doesn't sound cool, but trust us, you'll see.
Yeah!
Like, cut it off at the when it's just a bud.
Well, firstly, this started because me and my friends had a strong back and forth about whether it was butt or bud, with most people guessing it was butt, and they were incorrect. You are right. It is bud, but it comes from, it is about flower buds, but the nip is about a spring frost that would come through and it would kill them before they had a chance to bloom. So it was a bit of nippy weather coming through and killing it. And I thought, we haven't done etymology in ages and we still don't quite use the word right.
I've got one that I've always wondered.
Yes.
Is it off, is it the expression off the back? Off the bat? Off, no.
Straight off the bat?
Straight off the bat.
Off-piste or off-pissed?
No, there's something where there's back and bat that every time I use it, I just say the word very quickly because I'm never quite sure if it's back or bat. When it's
backing off or
no, okay. Well, I don't say batting off.
Got it. Yes.
Oh, I can't remember. It would have been good if I'd noticed and I could have remembered it.
There's a hair on my bat or back?
No.
You've got a hairy bat.
Okay, stop talking, and I'm just going to close my ears.
Is that man's back in my mouth?
Right off the...
I said that is the first thing.
Right off the... No, not that. Because that would be bat, wouldn't it?
I've got acme on my bat.
Oh, I can't remember.
I've got
Batman on my arc.
Bat acne. I've got back knee.
Eli, you can't talk at the back of the microphone.
At the bat of the microphone.
I missed that because I closed my ears so I could think about it.
How do you close your ears?
Well, like I just went la 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 la, but then.
No, you didn't. We heard, didn't hear you go la 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 la.
No, like as in my head, I just shut you off so that I could think, but I couldn't think enough to remember the sentence.
Do you think when we listen to this segment, Bat, we'll regret it? Should we go back to the start?
I think we should nip it in the bud.
Worth the wait.
Cut it before it blooms.
Oh, no. Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because every week on this show, we do the quiz from the newspaper. And it's often sponsored by, I don't know, mushrooms or some giant oil company.
but who very gets different ends of the spectrum?
Who gets, yeah, are they?
Who gets the most? Who gets the most answers correct?
Sonda,
yeah,
definitely our EP Sonda, who's not on air, but you hear a lot of her on air during the paper quiz because it's her favourite segment. It's the only reason we still do the segment.
Yes,
unanimously, everyone said it is so boring, but it's Sonda's chance to prove how smart she is.
Yes.
She's a very smart woman.
What everybody misses is just before we come back on air and a song is playing, Sonda sounds like this. She goes, Jesse, turn my microphone on. I'm ready to quiz.
And remember when the quiz was meant to be about the chat and then we'd start chatting and then you'd hear her go, Edward Norton, in the background in this aggressive, very aggressive, aggressive.
I love it when it's about like a poet. It's like, which poet? And you tune out because I can't name one poet anyway. No. And then Sonna's like, I think they were 15th century. But were they Edwardian or were they more of a jazz style? God, it's really tough. Was it Fayez or Lacroix?
Okay, we're now doing the bit that's why the segment's boring.
That was my Patsy Cline knowledge the other day. Got us a point in the quiz.
Patsy Cline knowledge.
It's a real throwback to something no one else has heard.
Also, that was just when me, you and Jesse did the quiz in our spare time.
Sorry, what I'm just saying is I got something right. And I want everyone to know how smart I am.
Yeah, and I know why you're saying that, because you know what we're about to talk about. Sonda and I were driving in the car the other night, and we were heading to swim camp Sonda asked which direction we were going, and I don't know why she asked me, because I knew which direction we were going, and I said, "So we're driving southeast." To which she replied, "No." So she asked me a question and I gave her an answer.
So she was just testing if you knew.
I don't know. Is that what she was doing? I still don't know. And she said, no. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, we're heading north.
No, I didn't. I said we were heading east and then I pointed to where north was.
Are you still, even though you know where this story ends.
Sorry.
Are you still going to argue?
It feels just, I don't, yeah.
Anyway. Sonda had all her directions wrong and I said, look, I don't know why you don't believe me, but we're heading southeast. And she was furious and then opened her map. And I said, see, up's north. And she said, how do you know up's north? And I said, because it's a map.
What do you mean?
And up is always.
Up's always north.
Yeah, up is always north. And then, she said, no, again. She said, no. And then she said, I'm going to open a compass. And I said, you can do whatever you want. And so then she opened a compass. And you never believe which direction we were heading, Vickers. Bang on southeast. Like degree perfect southeast. And then she started getting angry about.
But hang on.
That's what happens when she gets wrong.
Carrie, how do you know that up on a map is north?
South, east, west. Never eat soggy wheat. No, no. I learned it when I was like seven.
But here's my question, and this is going to make me actually sound stupid. Is Australia, the map of Australia, yeah, have they moved? I know they can't move the land, but I just don't understand.
Sonda asked this question the other day. She said, did they have to shuffle the countries around to make them north-facing?
I don't get it. I don't understand why it's all, why, like, why.
Because it's a map.
But is a map.
But you know they didn't. But you know they made the map around what exists. You know they don't draw the map and then try and move the land masses to fit into the drawing they make.
But hang on.
They got in before the tectonic plates. And they're like, guys, we've got your direction now. This is how you're going to move.
Yeah. I draw Tasmania being separate to Australia. Quick, cut it off.
Here's the question then. Brisbane is north of Sydney.
Good stuff.
but it's not directly north, is it?
No.
Okay, I don't understand directions.
What do you? Well, you do. You just said it.
I know, but I'm confused about if the map is pretend or if it's actually reflecting what is the country.
The reason we've done this is so if you listen to the paper quiz every week and you hear Sonda with her smug answers about a poet from the 17th century that no one gives, just remember. Don't worry, she's incredibly intelligent, but she's also an idiot.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And guys, it is officially the weekend, so it is the time where we knock the top off a frothy in Bickmore language.
Jesse, I'm sorry. And Bickers, I know you always have a hard and fast rule, long necks only, and smash them down quick, boys. That's what you always say.
Strawpedos.
But I'm mixing things up today, Bickers. I hope you don't mind, but I am helping myself to a watermelon cruiser.
Good choice. A guava.
I know you love a watermelon cruiser because when I stayed up late to watch you do your, actually I got up early, but your up late after your comedy shows, you drank a lot of strawberry cruisers. So I actually know you were trying to make a joke then, but I think you're partial to a strawberry cruiser.
They're one of my favourite drinks in the world.
Sorry to be a pest, but where's my music?
Oh, so last week, sorry, more cruiser chat when Bickers is ready for it, okay?
I can't chat cruiser without my background music. I need to feel like I'm into club, guys.
You need to be a bit cruisier.
You brought us a remix of a classic Aussie TV show in Play School, right?
And I did because the guy who wrote the Play School theme song passed away.
That's how you got the party started. You told us a long and quite sad story about a man passing and then said,
party! Well, I found out there's a whole bunch more TV shows that have been remixed and this is one of the best that I found.
Yeah.
Are you going around to the weather? There's a beat drop in at some point.
How strange things happen. Are you going from twist? Or have you heard the word about the bird and the spider? I'm not into it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Now I'm on board.
Oh.
Now I'm on board.
Well, my cruise has kicked in.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
There is lots of beautiful action, is that a phrase? Beautiful action happening for our off-air team at the moment. Our gorgeous producer, Pip, has had her baby, little baby Leo. Congratulations, Pip. Sending you so much love. And producer Belle, who you'll know, the famous voice of our segment, What Do You Reckon? And anytime we talk Kardashians, Belle is the voice you will hear. And Belle is off tomorrow to marry her beautiful fiance, Ed, who joined us on the line now. Hey, Ed.
Hey, Carrie. Thanks for remembering my name.
Okay, I just need to clear
your
that up.
Partner.
I've always known your name. I was tired and sleep deprived, and we were in the throes of a conversation. I said, Belle, you know, and that's when I said your partner instead of Ed, but I've known your name for a very long time, Ed. I stalked you at one point on Instagram.
Taking it too far, because you've gone too hard the other way.
Well, no, I just wanted to check that he was good enough for Belle, which he is.
Did I pass?
So how deep did you go in the stalk?
Oh, pretty deep. I can get real deep.
Wow, you've gone from off air, a lot of action going on, to getting real deep. Ed, firstly, congratulations in advance.
Thanks, Tommy.
I'm assuming any of these responses that you're saying to us have been pre-written by Belle?
The whole thing has been organised by Belle.
People might not know. Am I allowed to mention this?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but sure.
Ed, is it true that Annabelle tried to write your speech for the wedding for you?
Correct. Yes, I've received 3 copies.
Of the same speech or different iterations of it?
Yeah, no, just new editions.
I sent him the same thing in 3D. I sent him via text, by sharing the note in my phone and also by email, just so that.
Oh, and, God, you know, she's as annoying to you as she is to us.
I know. Oh.
You'll get calendar reminders every 15 minutes about this, Ed. Hey, Ed, I'm assuming it went the other way as well. Did you try and write Annabelle's speech for her?
Tommy, would you try and do her job?
No. So are you going to use the speech that she has written?
There's certain segments I would definitely use.
Oh, really?
Is that the thank you part to all the people that you would have no idea what they've done?
Exactly. No, there's she's given the best man more ammunition than she thinks.
What? Oh.
Okay.
Hey, Ed, is there anything? Obviously, it's going to be a wonderful day and you guys are going to have a great time. Is there anything you're nervous about?
Yeah, my speech.
just read it word for word, mate.
What had she written in there that made you chuckle when you saw what she wanted you to say?
Oh, the first line was, Bella's a producer through and through.
No, it wasn't. Anyway, it was more just about how amazing I was. So I'm sure you've used that bit, yeah?
And it's true, correct.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, we're not going to be there, Ed. Do you think you can give us a little tiny taste of some of the things you're going to say to Belle? I don't want to spoil the day. Like, don't give the speech, but just some of the things. Because we know, obviously, Belle very well in a work setting, and I've had the pleasure of getting to know her beautifully outside of work as well. But for people that don't know and they just hear this voice, what are some of the things about Belle that you want the world to know tomorrow?
She's got a heart of gold, and I cannot wait for that day when she walks down the aisle. It's going to be very special, and I'm getting emotional already thinking about it.
Oh, my God, he never gets emotional.
Look how happy it's made him.
I know.
All I want is for him to cry at the end of the aisle. And I said to him, if you're not, I'm going to walk back out and then come back down until you do.
Belle, you've got this glint in your eye like, yes, I broke him.
Yes.
Yeah, he'll cry out of fear.
Absolutely. No, I can't wait, guys, and it's a shame you both can't be there.
Hey, Ed, what were the some of the first moments when you guys first met? Was there any, like, was it always on? Was there any shaky times? Was there anything you stuffed up at the start?
I was actually thrown on the bus straight away because after the first date, Belle went back to Husey and Kate and said, what a dud. He said he was an awkward turtle and didn't talk at all.
Yeah, it was a text that he sent me after the first date and was like, sorry, I was a bit of an awkward turtle and didn't talk much. And we were all like,
ha, ha, ha. I was like, well, that's the end of that one.
The other thing that makes me laugh a lot, Ed, is I saw a photo of Belle's dad the other day and I had no idea just how much he looks like Scott Morrison.
ScoMo.
And it is the election tomorrow. What timing?
Oh, no. A lot of the on the Bucks party, he copped a little bit for looking like ScoMo. So he's either going to be very happy on Saturday or upset.
Hey, congratulations to both of you. But we've got you some champagne.
Thanks, guys.
Here you go.
Let's pop it now.
Do you want to pop it now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah,
okay, Ed, Belle's coming home drunk tonight, so pre-wedding tipple. Hey, congratulations to both of you guys. We love you lots. All the best.
Love
Have the
too.
Best day, and we'll see you upon your return.
I know.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for your support.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast is over, Carrie and Tommy are free to check out the Chemist Warehouse half price sale. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.